The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
For John Stadtmiller, who is out ill today, but hopefully will be better by tomorrow. And as promised, I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines because you need to be heard as well. And the great thing about Gerald is just plenty of information and gives you some great insights into what's going on. And the number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you know, you don't need to limit your conversation to what's going on in Cyprus. There's other things going on as well, and of course we can talk about those as well. And of course we take a look at what's going on in this country, what's going on in these United States. And one of the things that I can't, you know, I'll tell you, every time we turn around there's something, isn't there? People say, Paul, what would you do if American troops were to turn on American civilians? And I'll tell you what I would do. I would hand out the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because clearly they haven't read it. Because if they read the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, they would never turn on American citizens. And the reality is that is the oath that you take when you go into the military, is to defend the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. So that's what I would do. You know, I believe education can be far more influential and have far greater impact than anything else you can do. I really do. You know, I look at these nut jobs, and they are, that come out, and they're obviously agent provocateurs that were sent by them. And all they're doing is stirring up fear. And fear is not the solution right now. Fear is paralyzing. Now look at animals in the wild. What happens when they get when they become afraid? They're paralyzed. They can't move. So we look at our media. We look at the popular media. We look at the movies that are coming out. Look at everything that they throw at you, the news. And it's all designed to do one thing, and that's create fear. Because fear leads to an action, paralysis, and an honest belief that we can't do without these people. We really can. We really can. But we just got to get back to what this country was based on. You know, the concept of a republic, not an empire, but a republic. You know, we're revisiting history, my friends. I could take it back to Rome, which, by the way, was a republic. And before it became an empire, and the transition is pretty much the same. Started out with Wars of Conquest, Julius Caesar, extending the empire. Now, why? Because they were trying to protect their interests. Why? Because this is how it usually progresses. Trade with the nation leads to discovery of that nation's wealth, leads to probing towards its weaknesses, leads to conflict, leads to conquest, leads to the subjugation, and you just can't win. It's a never-ending cycle. It's like Gerald said, you know, how do you keep a population that doesn't want you there under your control? You can't do it. Didn't we learn anything from Vietnam? We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. The National Intel Report, Candace Spaldrock, sitting in for John Stadtmiller. And we're going to go ahead and go to the phones. We've got Dean from California. Dean?
Hey, Paul. Good to talk to you. First-time caller. I've been listening to you for a while, but just kind of woke up about a year and a half, 2 years ago, and just
awesome.
Amazed what I didn't know. I thought I was informed. I just wanted to pick up on where you were talking about fear, and I was just actually posting something on that on my Facebook, my DARPA page, and I truly believe that they motivate everybody through fear. The masses are easily manipulated through fear, and it just basically it brought me to thinking that I was talking to a neighbor about, you know, how our republic is being manipulated into this fear. You know, we've been manipulated into being a democracy now. And now that, he's an H-1B visa, I'm pretty sure, you know, he's from India. Mm-hmm. So I talked about him and India and how they pretty much the British had done the same thing over there and they, Mahatma Gandhi had always been against them being disarmed and, I was started here also in this country with the Native Americans, and basically how we're all kind of becoming Palestinians in a sense, kind of disjunct from everybody, cut off. They've already done this test, I believe, in Cyprus, and then they tested, I believe, in a sense with J.P. Morgan yesterday on that zeroed-out balance deal.
Well, here you go. Here's another log to throw on the fire there, Dean. New Zealand's announcing that they're going to do the same thing that's going on in Cyprus right now, go after people's savings accounts.
Right, I heard that. Just amazing how we have been so overwhelmed by this, you know, attack on so many fronts, and yet it is from so very few manipulating through this compartmentalization and incrementality of our, media and manipulation of the masses through the indoctrinations and schooling and all these communist plank, establishments, basically, those 10 communist planks. It seems like we've got so many, if not all of them, in place now in America.
Well, my friend, you live in a state that, we could talk about that sometime. Well, anyway, hey, thanks for calling, my friend.
Welcome. Good talking to you.
Likewise. Have a good day. We've got Mike from Texas. Mike?
Go ahead.
You're on the air, my friend.
Okay, that's good. I have a question in general for the listeners, or your comment if you happen to know.
Mm-hmm.
It occurs that coming off of another website, a gentleman in two different broadcast episodes has said approximately 3 weeks ago that United Nations troops had replaced our Border Patrol southern and northern borders. I have been trying to confirm that, but I haven't even found the number for the Border Patrol to get some kind of answer from. Any comment?
I don't know anything about it, but it wouldn't surprise me. How does that sound?
Well, we're not either.
But I will research it.
Yeah, we need to confirm that if we can, and I figure you guys can do that quicker than I'm able to.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, my friend. I mean, the reality is that U.S. troops now pretty much swear allegiance and are subservient to, from what I've seen, U.N. troops. So does it matter what uniform they're wearing?
Well, the Act in 1945 put us under the United Nations. But, of course, the people back then, and I didn't know that either till lately.
I mean, the reality is, if you take a look at, this is one of the issues is, Mike, we could spend a whole show on this, my friend. I'll tell you what, I will look into it, I promise you, okay?
Well, I know you would. That's the reason I called in, so the listeners, if they've heard it, they can chime in, so we're gone.
Okay, thanks, Mike. That's a whole show by itself, my friends. We've got Dave from Arkansas. Dave?
Yeah, hey, I got a stupid question for you. I keep trying to do the math on this, and I can't figure it out, and I figure you're the man to explain it to me. If this all goes down, you buy gold and silver. Now,
yep.
My point is that, okay, I can't afford gold, so I buy silver, and if I'm buying silver dollars, okay, they're selling for what now?
You're talking about the 1 ounce, 0.999 pure 1 ounce coins, right?
Right.
You're looking at about $33 each.
Okay, that's what, the typical U.S. silver eagle, I think is what they call it, or the old silver dollar, right?
If we go with, somewhere in that price range, that's what we're looking
okay.
at. But go ahead.
Okay, my point is that, all right, you stack all these things up, and it turns around, and it all goes away. And it turns around and comes back, and you're paying. Now, and try to bear with me here because I'm trying to figure out how this is going to work. Back in the old days, they had scales and stores where they weighed out your gold or your silver or whatever you brought in, and they went from there. But as it is, stands now, if this goes down, the dollar goes down, and you got a fistful of silver dollars, and you walk in the store, then how are they going to figure out that that thing is worth whatever? They're saying anywhere from $100 to $500 an ounce, and you got a silver dollar, then how does this work?
My friend, I'm gonna go ahead and give you some examples here. See, you're used to thinking in terms. Our culture is so impregnated. We're so propagandized, through the use of paper that, I don't think, I'd have to say we probably are The European culture has been more brainwashed when it comes to paper than any other culture there is. And if you take a look at some of the ethnic communities, they don't have a problem doing it at all. You bring it in, they look at it. With gold, there's a test you can do. They don't have a problem at all. This is the problem you're going to have, is let's pretend that you want to conduct trade and everything falls apart. How do you plan on conducting business when that happens? Because it is going to happen. So the thing I'm trying to convey to you is, what are you going to use as currency?
Well, I understand that. But my question is how does the, if this all comes apart and it goes down in local neighborhoods and the stores and the rest of it, where are they going to, what is going to be established? My grandfather came over here and went through the Depression and all the rest of it, worked for $12 a month like the old Cowboys did and the rest of it, and they did just fine.
Yeah, I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm just pointing out.
Don't misunderstand. I'm politically correct, and it doesn't really always come out the way it's intended, so kind of bear with me here a minute.
No, it's okay. Let me continue here real quick.
Okay.
Dave, I was in South America, all right? I lived in South America during the early 80s when they were going through hyperinflation, and I was in a country called Uruguay. I was there for 2 years. Argentina at the time was watching their peso be devalued, and they were just kept adding zeros and zeros and zeros to it. Now, with Uruguay, because they were literally an extension of Argentina, basically, even though they were a separate political entity, their economies were tied together, went through the same thing. What we saw happening was kiosks would appear right on the street. People would go ahead, go into that kiosk with their paycheck. They would turn it over to the kiosk owner. He would basically give them some cash back for the basic needs, and then they would buy silver or gold with the rest. When they needed money, they took their silver and gold to the kiosk, and they exchanged it for pesos. I think that's the system that's going to come first. I think that what you're going to see is you're going to see the dollar is going to go through some massive deflation. I think you're going to, or inflation, I should say, and you're just going to see basically they're going to keep adding zeros to it, making it virtually worthless, and people are going to need to conduct business right then and there on the spot. This is historical. If you go back and look at the Weimar Republic, they went through the same thing following what happened in 1921 when Germany was forced to pay reparations in gold instead of in the mark. And as a result, they had no other choice. They inflated their currency to nothing, and the people got used to doing business the way I just explained it to you.
Okay, so it's going to be tied to whatever the market value would be is when you take it down to somebody's like a check cashing store now. They're going to charge you a fee to exchange it for whatever it is that you can take and easily conduct business with, and the rest of it's in gold and silver then.
I think that's how they're going to do it. I think the day is going to come, though, pretty quickly when we're going to get beyond the paper currencies, period, because they don't want paper. They want to get rid of it. They want to move us into a cashless society.
Yeah, that was
so
my point. But
yeah, so that's going to happen. But
the junk
but look,
silver,
there's going to be people.
What they're calling junk
there's
silver.
There's going to be people that. Yeah. Go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
The junk silver that we have collected and what we're buying and the silver that we're doing, the dimes, nickels, and quarters and all that kind of stuff or whatnot that are pre-61s and that are. Correct. They are silver, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So those would be on the exchange rate of whatever the current rate is now rather than 25 cents, right?
Yeah, but let me explain this to you. The store owner, all right, he's got two choices. He's either going to take, he's going to take paper currency, which is losing value even as he holds it in his hand. That's option one, right?
Right.
Option two, he takes cows or he takes pigs. Or he takes trade, right?
Yep.
Or option three, he has no use for cows, pigs, or trade, so therefore he takes precious metals. Now, if you're a store owner and you want to get full value for your product, which one are you going to do?
Right. That was my point. My deal was okay, so you got a fish full of quarters and you walk into the store, and if I understand the deal with Argentina and the rest of the stuff, it was insane. They're talking.
We're gonna have to take a break here, Dave. My apologies. I'll have to catch up with you maybe during my show, okay?
eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Paul Drockton sitting in for John Stadtmiller. Back to the phones. We've got Chuck from Texas. Chuck?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Oh, could sure be worse. I didn't work in the garden, so I'm a happy camper. I was listening to that last fellow who called in, and I've had the same conversation with my dad a couple of years ago. They're stuck in the paradigm, okay, I buy silver. Nobody else will know what it's worth. And you'd ask them, okay, you know what it's worth now, right? You think they're not going to figure it out the first time somebody says, I don't want the FRN. I want something of value. When the first time that happens, they'll learn about silver very, very quickly.
Well, they got a choice. You can either stick with paper that is losing value while you hold it in your hands, or you move to something that actually appreciates in value. Look, people that own businesses aren't stupid. They're looking for the maximum return just like everybody else. And if you want to give them silver for whatever, they're thinking in their heads is, wow, in a couple more minutes, this silver is going to be worth than it was when you walked through my door. This is a no-brainer.
I made a YouTube called How to Eat Silver, and I bought a six-pack of beer and a candy bar with a 50-cent piece. You know, and guy's from India. He knows what silver's worth. I had to teach him what junk was. He buys bullion. Yep. Once he found out what junk was, I walked in there one day and said, okay, give me a, you know, what's your exchange rate right now on that? And he went over and I showed him where the coin calculator was. And I said, okay, good. I walked over and got a six-pack of beer and a candy bar for a 50-cent piece. So people are going to find out very quickly what silver's worth when somebody says, I don't want an FRN.
I think it's a sour grapes argument. Chuck, I think it's a sour grapes argument for people that either haven't gotten any yet and they're still talking themselves out of it. You know, I mean, here's the other thing. This is the other one that people throw at me. They say, Paul, you know, right now if I go down to cash for gold, you know, I get burned on my exchange. And of course you do. That's what those people are there to pay a percentage, because they are taking junk jewelry, they're taking it to the refinery, they're melting it down, and they're pulling the gold out. I've got pure bullion. It's a big difference.
Yeah, there's no. I was surprised. Was you yesterday talking about 10-carat, right?
We're talking about what? 10-carat? No, 10-carat. But I can't.
Well, how 10-carat is 10 carats or less, you know, of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you're buying anything when you're buying old class rings, don't bother. You know. So, Paul, great show as always. I'm going to go back to listening, brother.
I appreciate it. Good. Thanks for calling in, Chuck. And my friends, look. You just don't understand. You've never been in the environment. I lived in one for 2 years. I know what's going to happen because I was there while it was happening. You know, the problem with this country is people say it can't happen here. You know what? It's going to happen here. You know, these people are criminals. And if you don't think they're going to come after your IRAs, if you don't think they're going to come after your trust money, if you don't think they're going to come after your bank accounts, then you're not paying attention to what's going on in the world right now. They're doing this stuff for a reason. This is basically a trial balloon to see how we respond here in the United States. I guarantee, even as I speak, they've got their people on the phones calling people during surveys and saying, what would you do if the United States government had to choose between going broke or confiscating 10% of your savings account? Well, considering that most people don't have a savings account in this country, the savings rate in the United States is less than 0.5%. Do you think they care about yours? I mean, look. Look at the numbers. Look at the people that are living paycheck to paycheck. They don't have savings accounts. This is what these guys are good at. They pit the majority against you. That's what they're going to do to Cyprus. They're going to get together and say these horrible Cypriots. Look at them, trying to bankrupt all Europe because they don't want to pay their bills. Come on, we've seen this game over and over and over again. So if you want to leave your resources with criminal psychopaths, as Gerald Celencey called them, and I concur wholeheartedly, then go for it. I'm not going to talk you out of it. It's your choice. But look, when you end up with nothing, just like everybody else that trusted these guys in history, don't come crying to me. Don't say, hey, Paul, you know, what's yours is mine and what mine is yours, because I'll tell you what, you're not going to find mine. That's just the way it is. You know, I do this for a reason, because I don't want people left out in the cold. I really don't. You know, if all it was is about money, trust me when I tell you, I could make plenty of it selling securities. There was plenty of money in the insurance business. There was plenty of money in investments. You know, I've had people of great wealth that wanted to hire me just to manage your funds. I told them no, because I would have saved one person. This is a chance to do good work among many people. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? What good is it to be the only guy that has something in this world? It's you against them. The more of us that have something, the more of us that are going to resist. And the harder it is for them to get what they want. And that's good. Because what they want is prison camps. And they want prison factories. If you think North Korea is an anomaly, if you think the Gulag was an anomaly, if you think the Chinese prison camps are an anomaly, then you really aren't paying that much attention to what's going on in this world of ours. Because that's what they want. They want your labor, and they don't want to pay for it. They want you to be born when they tell you it's okay to be born. They want you to live as long as they want you to live, and they want you to die when they tell you. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. When I get there, learning to fly around the clouds. What goes up must come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report, and hopefully John will be back with us tomorrow. This is Paul Drockton, and of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Republic Trading Group weekly specials. This is your chance, my friends. And let me tell you something. British Gold Sovereigns, which, by the way, are 0.235 ounces of gold each, universally recognized. There isn't anybody that doesn't know what they are. Five for $2,250. And, of course, for those of you that want value as well, you know, I told you I love these St. Gaudens. They're 1924 mint grade, mint state. That means the coin is 95% or better in the same condition as when it was minted back in 1924. $20 gold eagles, that's 0.9625 ounces of gold per double eagle, $2,150. MS-62 1904, $20 gold liberties, same thing as the eagle, 0.9625 ounces of gold. Mint state and 2160. I like these for a couple reasons. One is each one has its own ID number, so that's theft protection right there. Impossible to resell them, by the way. And if they do, they get caught. And that's there's just a lot of value there. Also, gold eagles, gold maples, and gold bars are still available. All you need to do is call Republic Trading Group or email and just visit the website. Just click on the link at Republic Radio. You'll see at the top, Republic Trading Group, and you'll get me, and I'll help you make the right choice for your situation. Silver, we've got 90% bulk silver coins. 90% silver, we were talking about that. $100 face, which, by the way, in $100 face, there's 71.5 ounces of pure silver. $2,483. We've got the rounds, the Jacksons that John talked about, others. 0.999 pure, 100 for $3,285. $3,285. Silver Eagles and Silver Maples as well. Again, just call for pricing. The number, 1-800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. You know, sometimes this reminds me of a oft-heard tale, and I'm trying to remember how it went. There was a guy caught in a flood on top of his house, and a boat came by, and the boat said, "Hey, you want to ride?" And the guy said, no, God's going to send someone, or God's going to save me. Something along that lines. Yeah, God's going to save me. So the boat took off. Then a helicopter landed on the roof. "Do you need a ride off?" No, God's going to save me. Then a Coast Guard ship. No, God's going to save me. He stayed on the roof. Well, of course, the guy dies, stands before God, and he says, "Hey, how come you didn't save me?" And God says, "Well, I sent Gerald Celente. I sent John Stadtmiller. I sent Paul Drockton." What else do you want? Now, the reality is, my friends, oftentimes solutions come in very, how could I say this, obscure packages. Yeah, I know I'm not an MSN. I'm not a talking head. I know that I don't get phone calls from Bloomberg. But you heard Gerald Celente talk. You know, as soon as you start telling the truth, these guys blackball you. They listen. They listen to this network, this program, my program. But you know what? There's no way in purgatory. They want you before a larger audience. So, you know, don't walk away from the ring, life rings, the boys that have been thrown your way and poop on because they've been rejected by 90% of the masses. How many times does the general public get it right anyway? Very rarely. Phone lines are open, my friends. Feel free to call into the program. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. And we take a look at everything that's going on, and we have to come to the conclusion that the agenda is going to go forward, their agenda. And so, is it starting in Europe? I think so. I think it is. I think it's a bold move for them to go after Cyprus because most of the money that goes into Cyprus comes from Russia, and Russia receives a whole lot of investment from Cyprus. So basically, there's a lot of reciprocity. When the Russian mob, otherwise known as the Communist Party, started to loot the country before Glasnost and Perestroika, where did they hide all that wealth? So this is a huge affront. And Putin's nothing more than an extension of the old Communist Party. See, Russia, when you look at its history, Perestroika and Glasnost, all that was for was to let the communists identify the dissidents. That's all it was for. See, they're police state had been undermined by freedom, and they were going to lose it. So what did they do? Well, they permitted glasnost, they permitted perestroika, they permitted openness, they permitted a new, as they call it, democracy. To what purpose? So people would express their opinion, so they can figure out which ones were undermining their utopia, communist utopia, and which ones were supporting it. Don't be so sure. Don't be so sure they haven't done the same thing with this country. With all the social networking, with Twitter, with Facebook, don't be too sure that they're not seeing where everybody stands in this country. Not just you or me, but everybody. And I believe these people, they're shrewd, as Gerald said. They're not stupid. Well, they are stupid, but they're shrewd. And they like to calculate every move. We've got Frank from New York on the line. Frank?
How you doing? Glad to have
you. Doing good. How you doing?
Good. I enjoy your show. I was just curious about, you've been talking about going silver most of the time. How do you avoid, a paper trail? You know, when the government right now is after my guns, you know, I'm pissed off about that as much as it is, and now, you know, don't want a paper trail if I have gold and silver. How do you avoid something like that?
Well, one of the misconceptions that's out there is this Obamacare thing, which, by the way, most of the provisions don't go into effect until 2014.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people are stirring up fear saying, well, you got to report anything over $600, whether it's gold or silver. Well, you know what? The IRS, from what I understand, is not enforcing that provision until 2014. From what I understand, don't hold me to that.
Right.
But I don't see, you know, a whole lot of reporting going on anywhere right now. So, buy now, first off. Second of all, when you start talking about paper trail, you know, there really isn't any way you're going to be able to buy large amounts of silver or gold for cash. Anybody that promises you that they'll sell it to you for cash, they're crazy, because there's anti-money laundering things that they'll fall into. And trust me when I tell you, it just isn't worth it, you know, for us. Now, on the other hand, once you have it in your possession, you know, there's plenty of places where you can keep it where they're not going to find it, Frank. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying, don't worry about the acquisition. You know, possession is what, 9/10 of the law?
True.
So, you know what? The key is to get it. And then worry about where you're going to hide it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Enjoy your day.
Well, you too. Phone lines are open, my friends. Again, we've got a little bit of time left here, and this time has gone by fast. Shannon from Tennessee, you are on the air.
Doing, Paul?
Doing good. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I want to make a comment. I totally agree with you about buying gold and silver if somebody's is available to, or, you know, has the funding available. But so many people right now need to be worrying about getting food and other things. And I would say if anybody doesn't have their food preps, they would definitely behoove themselves to get at least a, if at all possible, a 90-day supply before they worry about buying gold or silver.
Shannon, I mean,
gold and silver is really a good thing, and I've been listening to you guys for a couple of years, and I 100% agree with you, but, you know, it ain't going to do you much good.
I agree with you. You got to get food first.
Yeah, if you don't have your food, you know, it's not going to do you a whole lot of good, because it may be, for a while, there may not be any food available to buy for any price.
I think,
so if you really need to have your food before you buy the gold and silver.
Shannon, you're right. And I'll tell you what, let me take it one step further. Get a year's supply. You're not going to go wrong with buying food.
Right. Absolutely.
So get a year's supply of food. I guess the conversation about gold and silver, most of the people, or I shouldn't say most, I assume most, that listen to this network are preppers. You know, they've been preparing for years. And so they've got their food put away. You know, they've got their bullets, they've got their guns, they're protected, you know, got the protection, everything's lined up. It's just that they have this money sitting there in these criminal institutions we call banks. My goal is to separate the money from the bankster. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I totally agree with you, Paul. But, you know, I just, you know, during the interim, in the first initial things, you know, most people don't keep but 3 or 4 days worth of food in their house, and it may be 3 weeks before there's any kind of a supply chain of food gets reestablished if things go to pot. And the more food that you have, you know, that's your security, you know, besides having your guns or you know, weapons for protection and everything. And if you don't know your neighbors, another thing I would highly suggest you to do if you've got neighbors that you think, you know, might possibly be a good resource, you know, to kind of meet with your neighbors, you know, just informally and kind of talk to them and see, you know, whether they're a person who's a giver or a taker, and see if you can network with people that are around you, because, you know, an individual person is not going to be able to hold off by themselves if they've got, you know, a mob at their front door. But if you've got a group of neighbors who are on the same page, they're definitely going to have, you know, a lot better chance.
Are you reading the book I haven't written yet?
No, I have not, all, but I've, you know, so much into reading up on these subjects, you know, John Wesley Rawls, and I've been listening to, you know, several other of the talk show hosts that are on RBN and a couple other networks, and, you know, I know that they all stress these points.
Yeah, the bottom line is I noticed I said the book I haven't written.
Oh, okay. I missed that word. But anyway, I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate RBN, and but, you know, I just wanted to make it a point, you know, that you know, for somebody who doesn't have anything, that they need to be not just thinking about the gold and silver thing, which, you know, if you don't have any food, you know, you can be in a world of hurt.
Point well taken.
All right, well, I appreciate it. I'll let you go.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
We've got Luke from Ohio. Luke?
I talked to you. Thank you for listening to me. Well, I'd like to say is I'm having a hard time convincing my father, baby boomer generation. You know, they got their heads in the golf course. They don't want to believe this is coming down the pipe.
Uh-huh.
I can't seem to convince him to pull his money. You know, he won't have enough gas money to get back to Ohio from Florida if the banks were to go out.
Just look what's going on.
Excuse me?
Luke? I got the same problem with my family.
Oh, do you? Okay.
So I don't know if that gives you any comfort, but yeah, they don't listen. And you know why they don't listen? There's a saying in the Bible. There's a saying in the Bible, a prophet is not without honor except among his own people, his own kindred, and his own tongue. Jesus' family rejected him first.
Really?
Yeah. And so,
looks to me like I'm a kook. They don't believe me. They live, you know. The baby boomer generation, they've lived a good life. You know, they're the ones that I blame our economy on them. You know, the guys that worked in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and retired in the 80s. And they don't believe it. They don't see it. They don't see it coming down the pipe.
They don't, dude.
And he's stuck in Florida with no gas money, but if he's got tons of money in the bank, you know, he won't be able to get it out to drive home.
Hey, I wish I had a solution for you. I don't. Like I told you. Yeah. You know, my own family won't listen.
Yeah, you know, they're more interested in playing bridge or being on the golf course.
They don't understand. Full bellies make empty heads. You know that, right?
Yes, yes.
That's a drachma.
How do I help them when time comes? I'm going to hunker down. I'm not driving to Florida to get them.
This is what I've done. I don't send anybody Christmas presents anymore. I don't buy garbage from Walmart. I buy food storage and I ship it. So all my family, for Christmas, what they get is they get food storage from me. And I bought them, like, there's, like, noodles that's, like, a 90-day supply of food. I bought that for them. You know, it costs about the same amount of money as a gift, and I send it to the whole family.
Very smart.
Yeah.
I just can't seem to get the older generation on board. They act like they're just ready to belly up if something like that was to happen.
I'll tell you, Luke, focus your efforts on people that do listen. Focus your efforts on preparing yourself and your family, my friend. Trust me when I tell you, that's what really matters right now, okay?
Right. Well, my parents are my family, along with my siblings, my children. You know, I just can't seem to, you know, my dad just doesn't seem to get it.
And all I'm trying to tell you is, I don't know what you can do. I wish I could. Look, my friend, what that would mean for me is precious metal sales. It's obviously my best interest to persuade you and figure out a way to get to solve this problem, but there isn't a solution to it.
Another question I had, you know, was the gentleman two callers ahead was talking about trading money for food. Well, how do you take and trade a $30 coin for a loaf of bread?
Luke, do me a favor. Call me next hour during my show. I got to take two more calls before the end.
Okay.
And
same number?
I promise you I'll spend some time with you answering your questions, okay?
Same number?
Same number.
Okay, terrific. All right. Thank you. You're doing a great job.
I appreciate it. And we've Walter from California, and then Danny's on hold. Walter?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Doing well.
Same here. Hey, got a question for you. Are you aware of the two UCC filings from last year that have kind of slipped under the radar? The first one was filed on October 24th, canceling all the bank charters, and the second one was November 20th.
Walter, I'll tell you what, dude. They own the courts. They own the government. They own everything. Good luck enforcing that. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Just wondering if you knew, because I was going to wonder
I am aware, but remember, as long as they have the military on their side, as long as they have police on their side, as long as they have courts on their side, the general public on their side, good luck. You know, I hate to say it, but it ain't going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk to Danny from South Carolina.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Intel Report. Again, this is Paul Drockton sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. And we've got Danny from South Carolina. Danny?
Hey, I'm glad you let me on here. I just have a quick report. We went to buy some silver coins from the local guy about 20 miles from here, because there ain't really nobody local. And he's limiting his sales to a quarter bag per customer now. And that's a quarter a bag. To him is a $1,000 bag. Now, I never thought I would see the day when these guys, you know, ran short.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the 90, The 90%'s been out a couple times so far this year, Danny.
Has it?
Yeah, so he probably stockpiled some, and he's going through his stockpile right now, which is why he's probably limiting how much he can buy.
Well, that's what he was saying. He said he doesn't want to have to close his shop, you know, if he runs out. So, anyway, I did not know it had happened before. It just kind of shocked me that...
Well, we still have 90% here, so, you know, just give us a call.
Where's here?
Through the Republic Trading...
Oh, yes, of course. Of course you do. Yes. Yeah, I kind of wanted to get it in my greedy little hand, but that's okay. I guess the mail still works. All right.
It does. Hey, Danny, thanks for calling. Let me know that, okay?
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's called supply and demand, and trust me, the supply is diminishing, the demand is increasing, and it doesn't matter what they say spot is. You know, let me explain how value works. You and I and everybody else gives everything in this world value. We do. This is the marketplace, supply and demand. Where supply meets demand, that's price. So if you have very little of something, and by the way, precious metals are called that for a reason. I can take all the gold that's ever been mined, all the gold in the world, everywhere, that's ever been mined since the history of mankind, and I can put it into a cube the size of a tennis court, three stories high. I can take all the silver that's been mined in this world since the beginning of time, everything, and I can throw it into 15 tennis courts, three stories high. There's not that much of this stuff, my friends. Why do you think the banksters want it? Remember, they suppressed the comics because they're buying. When they realize, which is shortly they're going to realize, that no one's selling, that's when prices have to go up, and they will. And trust me, what's going on in Europe right now is crazy. People of Europe, people of Russia, everywhere else in this world, they're getting as much as they can. And rationing might be taking place to a degree here in South Carolina, but let me tell you, go to England right now. They have to pay a 20% VAT tax on anything that's sent over there. And their silversmiths shut down for a while. Supply and demand is everything. Well, we still have supply. You still have demand. We really do need to get together. Of course, I want to remind you that coming up next is the Paul Drochten Report. And I want to continue some of these conversations and, of course, answer more questions. And as is customary, some people like to wait till the end of the program, and I appreciate that because you want to make sure something isn't said before you say it. But trust me when I tell you, you can't go wrong calling into this program or mine, okay? God bless you, my friends. It was a pleasure being with you. And John Statmoller should be back tomorrow. And this is his program. And it was a pleasure being a guest with you today. Thank you. We must take-